But the, I mean, like, the funny thing about, like, all this voter fraud shit is, like, all of these schemes make no fucking sense, right? Like, no. The thing that Randy said is, I'm a postal worker in Columbus, Ohio, who's tearing up absentee ballots for Trump. Did any of these people, like, how would he know that the vote was for
he
Trump if you were in the post
office?
He would have to
open every envelope. I thought it was, I thought it was because all the Trump ones have, like, barbecue sauce.
I was going to say, they got marinara sauce on them.
Oh, yay, Paisan, one vote for Mr. Donald Trump, please. They write it on the outside of the envelope.
The other thing I like about Bill Mitchell is sort of like, he's another guy who's like used the medium of Twitter to create his own kind of like language and way of speaking. Like, he has a beautiful mind. So I just want to read a couple of his best tweets here. Imagine polls don't exist. Show me evidence Hillary is winning. The North Carolina state GOP in particular is one of the most abominable political organizations in this country.
Absolutely.
Like, cartoonishly evil, as we talked about earlier, one of the, at the cutting edge of voter disenfranchisement in this election. They did the trans bathroom thing. They're some of the most, you know, rabidly anti-gay, racist lunatics this country is able of producing, and who would otherwise, on every other given day, would be exactly the kind of person that these, you know, these
bedwetters,
that these libs would be pretending is like the Third Reich.
They're not legally enjoined to use that money to rebuild the headquarters,
right?
Because A, they have insurance on it. B, they can like literally just
put
take
that into
they could take
jokes
all,
on
they
you
could
guys.
Take all these people, all the people who like put triple parentheses on their names and fucking just
something
quote,
Pepe
quote tweet things.
Put
with
change their
two.
Avatar to Kermit.
Right. They could just take all these people's money and just like literally use it on $13,000 worth of mailers that are like, Hillary wants sickos in the bathroom with your kid.
They're going to resegregate bathrooms. That's just like $13,000 worth of like single gender bathrooms.
They're gonna hire Blackwater to post outside Target bathroom. You know, vote for anyone but Hillary is a vote for Trump and you're putting him in. Then they directly give money to the North Carolina
GOP. A vote for Jill Stein is a vote for Trump. Thousands of dollars to Trump is a vote for democracy.
Yeah. And it shows that they think this is pro wrestling because this is like something a little league team would do for each other. Like, oh, you're our bitter rivals, but your fucking gloves caught on fire and we need to play the game. It's a fucking game to these people. They have no stake in this.
I mean, it's been a great election for mealy-mouthed liberals to grandstand about shit that doesn't matter, right? Like, you have no skin in the game, but suddenly, like, changing your avatar to Kermit is somehow going to matter.
Yeah. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, number 10 places votes!
Hold on, I think I can write part two.
Do it.
Okay.
Are we freestyling?
Number 11, her name is Hillary with a Clinton at the end. Yes, she's president, but she's also my friend.
Yo, number 12. In America, the truth is what you see. Political violence, that's not me. So donate money to the North Carolina GOP. Yeah.